to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. I love Bruce Hooley. He's one of my favorite
people. Very outspoken, very articulate, and he's got some pretty good wingmen, Spielman and Herbie.
And he rides herd on those two. I don't get away with anything with him.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And he was like that as a beat writer, too. I mean, I've seen coaches.
Well, he doesn't coddle the ex-jock coming in there.
No, he didn't coddle anybody, including the Buckeyes. He's got a little bit of Drew Sharp in him from the standpoint of, you know, he calls it the way he sees it. And a lot of times the Ohio State fans are furious with him. Furious. That doesn't bother Bruce one bit.
Yeah. Well, it's the biggest town in Ohio.
Ohio.
Is Columbus.
Yep.
So it's a big market. So yep. I'm sure he's doing very well.
And, I mean, you look at the size of the state of Ohio, and they really have one major school. Now they have some very fine MAC-level programs.
There's one team.
There's one team, and it's in the center of the state, and it's the Ohio State
It's actually
University.
One team versus even the pro teams. I mean, this is what I've learned about from talking Ohio. You know, the Browns have been so bad. The Bengals have been just, even though they've, you know, they've been around now 40 years now, they're still... That's still that brand is not there yet. You know what I mean with the Bengals, even though they've been in the Super Bowl? Football is Ohio State football.
Yeah. And, you know, Michigan has one pro team and two college teams. Not equal, but Michigan State gets their share. Ohio State has two pro teams and one dominant college team. And the most popular team in the state is Ohio State football. There's no question about it.
Yeah, everybody's a Buckeye fan in Ohio. Without question, except maybe in Toledo where there's some Michigan fans. But everybody south of Toledo, you know, it's all OSU.
Ohio State basketball is going to be really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, this is where I get – they're getting greedy now. I mean, you know, think about Michigan State and Ohio State right now. Two programs that are, you know, they're doing it both, you know, sides of the ball. They're doing the
right.
you know, doing the football thing, and obviously their basketball programs are top five. So it can be done.
I've always said that Ohio State and Texas have the most resources of any schools. Now, Michigan is a very, very close to that, certainly. But Ohio State and Texas should be good in absolutely everything, and they are.
Yeah, they should. And Texas, you know, that's why they have a unique situation because all their recruiting is done junior year. They have a junior day, and pretty much all their tenders are thrown out there and accepted. And all the other schools, we're talking TCU and Tech and Baylor and U of H and Rice and all those other schools in Texas, they got to pick the leftovers. You know, and even Oklahoma. I mean, Texas has a stronghold. That's why it's been such a huge shock down there what's happened at UT football.
Yeah.
I mean, they got blown out by Okie State at home.
Well, when you think about the Texas team playing for the national championship, you don't think it's going to be the Horned Frogs.
Right.
Well, that's kind of where we are this year.
And that's it's going to be really interesting now, this whole playoff thing. You know, the need for a playoff after we have all these undefeated teams, and Boise State still looking to – how'd that game end up last night?
51-0.
With Fresno.
And they struggled early.
They did struggle early.
51-0.
Yeah.
But, you know, you talk about Texas and some lucky team, and it could be Michigan, is going to wind up with the Longhorns in a bowl game. And you're going to have a marquee name, and you're going to have a big draw, and you're going to have the best chance to beat them you'll ever have. Some Big Ten team might get that.
Texas got to win some games to get back to bowl eligible. I mean, they got to beat A&M at home.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, they're on the bubble right now. They might be
wow.
bowl. This might be like Michigan last year, bowl-less. The last 2 years. Ugh.
We have a lot to talk about, and we'll take your calls over the next couple of segments. We've also got tickets to give away. When we get back, we're going to do that, a couple of pair of tickets. To Purdue, Michigan State, today at Spartan Stadium, a noon kickoff. And we'll have those tickets for you right out in front of the media entrance, the suites entrance on the west side of the stadium. We'll be back with that and much more. The Jack and Tom Show coming up next.